Ramsey TV.
Why are people so anxious to get rid of Paul's distinct gospel? Get rid of it! And basically get rid of the body of Christ. Because the body of Christ is specific to Paul's gospel. And really to mix law and grace. Because if you don't have two different gospels, one for the circumcision and one for the uncircumcision, you have to take all these verses that say do law, or at least hope for the coming of the law, to put the law on the heart. You have to mix those in, amalgamate those with Paul's teaching on grace. It's impossible. You can't do it. That's why it is important to make the distinction between the two evangels. From the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula, I am the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, Martin Zender, here. Happy to be with you today, as always, at the end of the week. It's a highlight of my day talking to you. I love all of you. Thank you for your love, for your support, for helping me to keep doing this. It's a grassroots operation. I don't work for a big church like the one I showed you in Canton, Ohio. I don't get a regular salary from some business. Churches today, the organized religion, it's a business. They have budgets, they have staff, they have their paper supply probably costs more than I make in a year. I don't know. I don't even know. But it's just a giant organization. So this is not, I broadcast from my car. I broadcast from my kitchen. I broadcast from against a wall at a hotel. I broadcast anywhere. It doesn't matter where I am. Because the Spirit of God is in me as it is in you. We study the Word together and I bring it to you. And God moves upon you to help me. And as I always say, you're backing the right horse. People are getting the truth because of these videos. I almost have 2 million views now. I'll let you know when that happens. I think it's a big deal. I'll tell you why. Some people say, oh, Harold, he's counting people. He's worried about numbers. I'm not worried about it. I'm happy about it. Get a clue, lady. Get a clue. More on this when I hit 2 million total views. Coming up very soon. This is grassroots. It's of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's free-flowing. Nobody has to support me. But you do, because God puts it on your heart. So thank you, because this I wouldn't be broadcasting without you. And now, once again, I have to defend the evangel of Paul. Paul says in Galatians 1, if anybody brings you an evangel other than the one we bring you, let him be anathema. If anybody brings anything to you that contains foreign elements, that compromises our elements, that attempts to mix another gospel with this gospel to create a hybrid gospel, then let him be anathema. That is devoted to destruction. If you remember, in October of 2018, I made a video called Emergency Broadcast, Paul's Gospel Compromised. It's an hour-long video. It's very important because at that time, Alan Hess of Faith North Carolina was saying, there's only one gospel. There's only one gospel. I don't have his accent right, but Alan Hess is still a friend of mine, but my God, he's still doing it. Because he's never watched my emergency broadcast. He doesn't want to watch it. Doesn't want to know where he's compromising the truth. He says, there's only one gospel. And then the evidence he uses is faulty. It's flawed. And I bring out every detail of that. Especially from Galatians 2:7, Peter being entrusted with the gospel of the circumcision according as me of the uncircumcision, writes Paul. That verse is definitive. There's a gospel of the circumcision, one of the uncircumcision. Some versions say two gospel to the circumcision and to the uncircumcision. That word changes everything if the word is two. But the word's not two, it's of. And I prove that meticulously from the Greek. I look at Greek letters. I show you the original manuscripts. I talk about how Rotherham had the right word in there, but then he got support. Rotherham got corporate support somewhere to publish his Bible, and then he changed of to two because he knows how important it was. Now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to watch that video. I've linked to it down here. It's going to take an hour of your time, but it's detailed, and it's going to prove to you that there are two gospels. And so anybody attempting to say there's one gospel, for instance, the latest is Don Bast of Sudbury, Ontario, Secrets of the Kingdom. Sounds like a nice title. There's lots of good things in this book. There's lots of truth in this book, but I can't recommend it because it destroys Paul's distinct message. It says there's only one gospel. And as I told you yesterday, the main impetus of Don writing this book is that I just couldn't understand how I could have a higher call than Peter. And on that faulty, shifting sand of a foundation, you can't even call it a foundation, built on human emotion and human reasoning, Don Bast embarks upon a 300-page book trying to disprove that there's two gospels. Because he didn't see how it could be that he had a higher calling. And I said yesterday, doesn't matter how you feel. Peter was no better than you. In fact, he was worse. Explained that yesterday. It was an entertaining show, I think. Watch yesterday's show. I don't know what number it was. Take the number of today's show, subtract one. And that's the show where I made that point. Now, I'm going to focus on Galatians 2:7 and what Mr. Bast has to say about it. By the way, I say this to you again. He's a friend of mine. Haven't seen him in a while, but I invited him to speak at my conference in Willard. I visited him up in Sudbury, Ontario, back in the mid-90s. I saw the rock in the wilderness where he used to sit and contemplate things. That was a meaningful place. He got tears in his eyes talking about. Love the guy. Very emotional. Very emotional. He's very quiet, but this is a book built on unemotion. And there's study that goes into it. I'm not saying the man doesn't study, but he says himself, I read it at the beginning. What especially troubled me was that Don Bast, speaking of himself in the third person, could have a much higher calling than the Apostle Peter. The one given the keys to the kingdom of God, and the beloved John, the one who leaned on Jesus' breast as they ate together. I could not grasp why these men, who wrote several books of the Bible, including one gospel account, seven personal letters, and the last book of the Bible, would have a much higher calling and expectation than I would. To me, this made no spiritual sense. Oh, I just remembered what I told you I was going to talk to you about today. I was going to talk to you about the lake of fire, the second death. Because people, I'll just mention it briefly, people make the same mistake. They look at this thing and they go, well, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. As soon as they say that, it's like, who cares if it makes sense to you? It doesn't matter. It doesn't make sense to me why God would raise people from the dead, judge them, and put some in the lake of fire. And the lake of fire is the second death. Sorry that you don't understand it. I'm sorry that it makes no spiritual sense to you. But that's what happens because that's what God says happens. Then I can't, who cares? You're not God. See, that's a human emotion and human reasoning of the worst sort that takes a plain statement of God and doubts it because it doesn't make sense. Scratch, scratch, scratch. They scratch their heads. It don't make sense. I don't care. Nobody cares if it makes sense to you. Nobody cares. Some people say that, well, the snatching away doesn't make sense to me because how can people rise in the air and meet the Lord? The fact of whether it does or does not make sense to you does not change the fact that that's what God plainly says happens through the pen of the Apostle Paul. So, does it make sense to you? My world's rocked. Not. Okay, so on page 72 of Secrets of the Kingdom, Don Bast says this concerning this important verse in Galatians 2:7, says the phrases the gospel of the circumcision and the gospel of the uncircumcision refer to the believers, those circumcised and those not circumcised. There, right there. Do you see how flawed that is on its face? If not, that's why I'm here. Let me read it again. The phrases, the gospel of the circumcision and the gospel of the uncircumcision refer to the believers. Well, if that's true that these refer to the believers, then Mr. Bast sees only the difference between the believers. He sees the difference between the circumcision and the uncircumcision. Yes, there are differences, obviously. These are Jews, these are Greeks. Some Jews jump into the Greek ship, that's right, but they lost their national advantage when they did that. No longer a part of the circumcision gospel. The uncircumcision gospel is a mixture of Jews and Greeks become one body. People see Paul writing that Jews and Greeks become members of the body of Christ, are part of one body. There's neither Jew nor Greek in the body of Christ. People see that and they assume that, well, there's neither Jew nor Greek, period. And then they assume there's one gospel. That's a flaw of logic. It is in Paul's gospel only where there's neither Jew nor Greek. In Peter's gospel, that is the gospel of the circumcision, you better damn well be a Jew, or you're not going to get into the high place in the kingdom. How do I know that? Because there are 12 thrones in the kingdom. 12. 12. 12. What does that number remind you of? Is that the same number of gates on the New Jerusalem? Israel, the apostles, say no more, say no more. You got to show your Jew card to get into the millennium at a high place. Not so Paul's gospel. There are Jews in Paul's gospel, but they're not. They don't have an advantage anymore. Now, look at this. So, yes, of course there's a difference between uncircumcision people and circumcision people, but these verses are not about the people. It's about the gospel. But he just deflects that, and it's very, not to me, it's obvious, but some people say, well, the gospel of the circumcision and the gospel of the uncircumcision refers to the believers. No, it doesn't. It refers to the gospel, the gospels, the different gospels. There's a gospel of the circumcision and a gospel. It's about the gospel, the gospel. But there's the gospel of this group of people, and there's another the gospel of this other group of people. The example I always give, just like there's the music of the Mexicans and the music of the Japanese. What's that about? It's about the music. It's not about the people. It's about the music that these different people are listening to. It's different people, yes. But the topic is the music, but the music of the Japanese is different than the music of the Mexicans. It's still the music, but it's not the same the music. This gospel, it's the gospel, it's not the same the gospel. Do you understand? You can still use the definite article there, the. The monument of Abraham Lincoln looks different than the monument of Thomas Jefferson. If you've ever been to Washington, D.C. and seen them, they're both the monument. If I say the monument of Abraham Lincoln, it's about the monument. What about the monument of Abraham Lincoln? Well, it's different. Different than what? The monument of Thomas Jefferson. What's the topic? The monument. Let me give you some common examples to help you see this. When you hear the phrase the bell of the ball, the bell of the ball, same literary construction here. What's it about?
It's all about the ball, Martin. It's all about the what kind of punch they're serving in the hors d'oeuvres. And
no, it's not. It's about the bell. The beautiful woman of the ball, the belle of the ball.
It's all about who organized the ball. It's all about the doorman. It's all about the songs they play at the ball.
No, it's not. It's about the bell. Believe me, it's about the bell. The Queen of Sheba.
It's all about Sheba, the capital of Sheba. When Sheba was founded, the mayor of Sheba.
Please. It's about the queen. She just happens to be of Sheba. There's another queen, the queen of Egypt. There's the queen of Mesopotamia or whatever. The queen of New Jersey. So, that's the subject. The vodka of the Russians. Need I give more examples? I will. I got 100 of them. No, not really. I actually got about 6. But I could have thought of 100, but I didn't have time. The vodka of the Russians. What's it about? It's about the vodka, baby. It's about the vodka. The four horsemen of the apocalypse. There's a scriptural analogy. There's a scriptural example. Yes, the apocalypse is involved, but the topic is the four horsemen. the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Let's talk about the apocalypse. No, let's talk about the Four Horsemen, because that's what the topic is. Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. It's all about the other lords, Martin. No, it's not. It's about the Lord of Lords. Let's talk about the other lords. No, let's not. Let's talk about the Lord, because that's the topic. The God of this eon, Satan, God of this eon.
Let's talk about the Aeonian times. I know you gave a talk about that in Indianapolis.
No, let's talk about Satan, who's the subject of that. Now that I've laid these examples before you, the gospel of the circumcision is about the gospel. What is it? What is the gospel? It has to do with law. It has to do with attempting to obey the law. And then it has to do with accepting the Messiah and waiting for him to return to bring the law to Zion so that you can have a part in the 1,000-year kingdom. And you have to repent and you have to be baptized and you have to be worthy and you have to overcome or you don't eat of the tree of life. Law, overcoming, worthiness, forgiveness, not justification, not a celestial destiny. The meek shall inherit the earth. That's a distinct gospel. It's the gospel of the circumcision. Don Bass says, well, the gospel of the circumcision, the gospel of the uncircumcision, it's about the people. Yeah, like the bell of the ball is about the ball. Or the Lord of Lords is about the other lords. It's not about the people, it's about the gospels. The gospel I just described to you was the gospel of the circumcision. The gospel of the uncircumcision is about unmerited favor. It's about grace. It's about not forgiveness, but rather justification. It's about being seated among the celestials in Christ. It's about a prior presence of the Lord to be snatched away to meet the Lord in the air, as opposed to the Lord coming down to the earth during, at the end of the tribulation before the kingdom is inaugurated. Says he's going to set his foot on the Mount of Olives, a la Zechariah. The Mount of Olives. I want to talk about olives. There's a bunch of different kinds of olives. You got your Greek olives, you got your pitted olives, you got... Now let's talk about the Mount, where the Lord sets his feet. The Mount of Olives. Many, many examples. Anyway, are two different gospels, and when you say there's just one gospel like Don Bass does, I'm sorry, but it's anathema. It's devoted to destruction. Doesn't mean there's not good truths in there. Doesn't mean Don Bass isn't a good person. Doesn't mean he doesn't study. It just means that he makes a ridiculous statement here, and he bases the book on an emotional supposition. That's all I gotta say about that.